Time for a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, introduce you to Susan calling us from St. Matthews. Hi there, Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Susan is 4'11", brown hair, married, and works at Norton. So, Susan, short queen.
Awesome.
All the knowledge.
Yes.
How you feeling?
A little nervous.
You know?
That's all right.
Don't let Kelly's...
Pristine record?
Yeah, don't let her undefeated record sway you or intimidate you in any way.
Susan, I'm nervous, too.
Okay, well...
All right, so
it's worse if I lose.
Here's how it works. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in a second. We're going to ask you five pop culture questions. Mm-hmm. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same five questions. If you get more right than Kelly, then you win. If you get less or tie, then you lose. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
All right. Kelly is going to head to the hallway. There she is. She's out. Here we go. Questions for you, Susan. Question number one, Tina Fey will host the debut of this iconic sketch comedy show this weekend in England. What is it?
Oh, Tina Fey?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really watch her. Any hints?
I need an answer, though. I like how you're thinking.
Let's see. What if she's a comedian, right? I don't know. Comedy Awards or something.
Okay. Question two. This artist scored his fourth consecutive number one album debut, marking the highest debut since Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl. Who's the artist?
Life of a Showgirl. Justin Timberlake.
Question three. The annual award show... recognize this year's most criticized films. Ice Cube's War of the Worlds claimed 5 dishonors, including Worst Picture and Worst Actor. What is this award show?
Oh my gosh, they have that? I don't know. TV, what is that award show called? You know, my kids are going to kill me. I mean, what happened to Nickelodeon award shows?
Okay. Is that your answer?
Sure.
Okay. Actor Zach Braff says rumors linking him to an AI chatbot are false. What cult favorite show does he star in that's been rebooted?
Who is he?
Zach Braff.
Oh, no, he isn't either. I don't know. Did you say what movie?
What's the cult favorite show that he stars in that's been rebooted?
Buffy the Vampire, that's funny, right?
Okay. All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! All right, here we go.
How do we do, Susan?
All right, so first of all, I made a mistake, and there are only 4 questions.
Oh.
I said 5. There are only 4.
We forgot how to count?
Well, that's rude.
What do you call this?
That's what we call it.
Okay.
All right, Susan, sit tight.
Okay.
Kelly's going to answer 4 pop culture questions because apparently I can't count to 5.
It's okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one for Kelly. Tina Fey will host the debut of this iconic sketch comedy show this weekend, but in England.
Saturday Night Live, SNL.
Yes, Saturday Night Live UK edition. Susan got that wrong.
Oh, Susan.
Question 2.
Same.
This artist scored his 4th consecutive number one album debut, marking the highest debut since Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl. Who's the artist?
I would say Harry Styles.
You're right. It's not Justin Timberlake. Sorry, Susan.
Oh, dang. I was going to say either Bruno. Or because they've had recent album releases.
All right,
okay.
Question three. This annual award show recognized the year's most criticized films, with Ice Cube's War of the Worlds claiming five dishonors, including Worst Picture and Worst Actor. What's the award show?
The Razzies.
Razzies is correct. No, it's not Nickelodeon, Susan.
That's great. That's wonderful. I love that answer.
Susan's doing
great. That's my favorite, Susan.
All right. Question four, which is now our last question.
Yes.
Actor-director Zach Braff says rumors linking him to an AI chatbot are false. What cult favorite show did he star in that's been rebooted?
Scrubs.
Scrubs is correct. Susan.
Oh, Susan.
You didn't stand a chance.
What did she answer on that one?
I didn't.
What did she
I'm
answer?
Good with it. Yo,
she said
good
Buffy
with it,
the Vampire Slayer. She said Buffy.
Susan, I love all of your answers.
I'm thinking old school.
I know.
Swifty Kim texted in and said Ben just felt sorry for her and didn't want her to have five wrong answers.
So he did.
So we saved
less questions
listen,
to get wrong.
That's right, Susan. We saved face a little bit. All right.
Hey. High five that person, man.
Yes. All right. Hey, Susan, last thing. By the way, thank you for being a part of the show, but we need you to say, hi, my name is Susan, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Susan. I am proud that I couldn't beat Kelly.
I love that. I love her attitude. She is great. She's just happy to be here. I love all of that.
The only reason Kelly is acting the way she is because she is now 11-0!
Yeah.
She's
awesome.
Susan's right. My biggest cheerleader. I just love her. That's
all right.
Great.
Susan, thank you. You've been great. And hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right.
May everyone be as gracious of a loser as
gracious of a loser. Oh, Kelly, well done. Well done. 11-0.
I have lost on this show, and I have been a gracious loser as well.
That's true.
We should all learn how to be defeated graciously like Susan. I love it.
Love it. There it is. Can't beat Kelly on 99.70 JX.